Well, hello there.
Hello, good morning.
How are you, Brad? How are you doing? How's the morning going for you today?
I'm doing just wonderfully. I've had my tea.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. I've had my coffee. I had tea and coffee today.
You had both?
Both of those things.
That's
today.
A double whammy of caffeine.
It's a double whammy, exactly.
This is CTP. You're here with CTP and the Faust, and you're listening to the Self-Help Half Hour at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day. We know this has been a big week.
It has been a big week.
But that was last week.
That's last.
This is Monday now.
It's Monday.
It's 6 a.m. Monday. It's time to wake up to a new day. What better way to start that, as we usually do, than with some classical music? You ready for this, bro?
I am so ready. I can't wait.
This is, we're going to start off with some Mahler. You ready for this?
Okay, yeah.
Let's go.
Thank you. the floor. I feel for certain I was bedroom dancing, and it's all flailing limbs at the front line. Every single one of us is twisted by design, and dispatches from the back of my mind says so long as we're here, everything is alright. If there's one thing I can never confess, is that I can't dance a single step.
That was Los Campesinos there with their breakout hits a few years old, but it's a good wake-up tune. It is You,
song's
exclamation
you.
Mark, Me, exclamation mark, mm-hmm. Dancing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool song.
And right before that, we had Mahler's M-A-H-L-E-R, Symphony Number 5, Part 4, Andaggetto. His Andaggetto.
Okay.
In C sharp minor.
Beautiful.
It was just, yeah, it's a lovely track. It's one of my favorites to wake up to in the morning.
I was just going to say that, you know, I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling ready to go. I'm feeling like today is going to be a great day. And I hope all our listeners at home are also.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what likes to wake, do you know what's good for waking me up in the morning, Brad?
What's your secret?
I like to wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I like to make myself a big old cup of coffee.
Big old cup of Joe.
Pour another cup of OJ right next to it.
Wow. Wow.
Take a caffeine pill.
Yep.
And then put on my smile.
Yep.
Look at myself in the mirror.
Say what?
And think about safety.
Yes, safety.
Because if there's one thing that wakes you up,
mm-hmm.
it's the fear of death at every turn.
Right.
But once you've conquered that
fear,
you're good for the day.
Exactly.
So I like to remind myself of one thing I can do better each day to be more safe.
What was that thing today? What did you think about today?
Well, today I actually thought about scouting.
Oh, interesting.
I thought about my life growing up as a Cub Scout.
Wow.
back in old England.
I've noticed you're so good with certain aspects of life, especially a lot of like outdoorsy things. I remember once when you pitched that tent
in yeah.
like 10 minutes, and I was just so impressed.
I'm very good at finding like shortcuts right. around town.
Right. And it was that time when I needed a knot. I was like calling a knot right now.
Yeah.
And you were able to tie like a really good knot for me mm-hmm. on the spot. And I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Turns out you were a scout.
Remember that week? We were lost in the wilderness and almost died.
Yep.
And I found our way back to safety.
Amazing.
That also helped with that.
Yeah. I mean, we did have Google Maps.
Yes.
But I didn't know how to use
it. And Google we were Maps. Like driving in a car, but.
Yeah. And it was like telling us to go north, and I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
But you did.
What can I say? It was years growing up under Baden Powell.
Well, that's, Colin, it's so crazy because I have a PSA right here about scouting.
Stop.
Is it your birthday? It was your birthday last week.
It was actually my birthday last
week. Happy birthday.
Okay, thank you.
But it's crazy. It's just right here. Should I read it out for everyone?
Well, yes, please. Oh, I want to hear this.
Hi, everyone. This is a message from WMPO in Medford. Here we go. This is the Alternative Scouting PSA. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. Great. I hope they do. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service, hence not tying. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational, inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. This has been a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association. And of course, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow. That was actually a lot of good information.
Yeah,
I know
this,
we like...
Right.
We have to read the PSA, but this is actually a really good one to do.
Yeah, I'm really happy that... I think these are like really good for boys growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely think like the Boy Scouts have a monopoly here, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean...
It's like, let's bust this monopoly. Let's get more new faces in the door, fresh faces.
Do Boy Scouts also sell the cookies, or is that just Girl Scouts?
I mean,
it's the same
know.
Umbrella organization.
Right.
It's not alternative scouting. It's both Boy Scout and Girl Scout.
I don't know how I feel about the cookie thing.
I think it's kind of ridiculous.
It's kind of like a pyramid scheme to me.
It's 100% a pyramid scheme. I think it's crazy. You can't buy those things like on the internet. You have to for a child to come to your door and sell it to you.
Right.
Once a year.
Right. Well, I mean, that it would defeat the purpose if they were sold over the internet.
Yeah,
but... Because it's all about, like...
What, as opposed through, like, your coworker selling them to you in the office from your son?
That's not how it works. They, like... I don't know. I have no clue how it works. Maybe it is.
It's just...
I feel like
why... I understand they're supposed to be like they're learning how to like use their like they're learning how to sell, and that's an important topic, and they're getting out in the world and they're raising money.
Yeah.
But at what point is it just kind of like, oh, if we do this as a full year thing, we'll always have money.
Right. That's true.
And we can just send our kids everywhere.
That's true. Yeah. Let's talk about like the gender divides. Why are there like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts? Why can't we just have Scouts?
That's true. You know? I think that Whoa.
I feel like we need to have that conversation just in society.
What do they do differently?
I think Girl Scouts like all they do is sell cookies, and like Boy Scouts get to do all this cool stuff.
Like camping and
like camping.
Tying knots.
Yeah. And like racing boats.
Remember that time I caught a hawk?
Oh my god. You just grabbed it out of thin air.
Yeah. That was
coming from me, I think.
It definitely saw you as prey.
Right.
I was
scurrying around.
Yeah.
Like a rodent, so.
It didn't help.
Do, you know.
It didn't help
the
you.
Campsite.
Yeah. The scurrying.
Yeah.
Did not help you at all.
But you actually used to be a Baden-Powell's scout. Is that what it's called? BP scout?
I think it's just the UK scout movement, because Baden-Powell was he was a British officer.
Oh, really?
And he was the guy who wrote scouting for boys when he quit the service.
Yeah.
When he retired. Sorry.
If you in your brain read scouting for boys in like a different way, it's like kind of funny.
That was that band though, wasn't it? Yeah. Scouting for Girls.
Oh yeah?
The British band.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, whatever, they weren't good. Yeah. Hey, you ready for our next track?
Let's do it.
I'm just trying to keep it fun today. We're awake now.
Okay.
We've talked about scouting.
Awesome.
I think it's time to start feeling a bit better.
Sure.
We've woken up.
Now it's
time to dance.
Let's dance.
This is Lizzo with Good As Hell.
Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Head toss. Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Woo, child. Tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving. Yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit. In there, swimwear, going to the pool shit. Come now, come dry your eyes. Touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Baby, how you feeling?
Colin, what was that song? That was really good.
That was Good As Hell by Lizzo. She is an up-and-coming singer, rapper.
Right.
Just a really fun song from her. I thought just a good way to start a day off, right, you know?
Totally. I feel energized. I feel up. I feel like I've already had my morning coffee when I actually haven't.
You haven't?
I have not. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
So you know how grumpy I get, too.
Yes.
So, I'll see if I can make it.
There's no drinks in the studio.
Oh, I'm not having coffee in here.
Oh, okay.
I would never do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. Do we have...
Yeah.
You know what, Brett, do you know what time it is?
It's, I know what you're going to say.
I'm looking at the clock, and it looks like it's just after 6:30.
Wait, let me think.
And I kind of think I know what that means.
Is it time for a life hack?
Life hack!
La, 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 life hack! Well, Colin, I've got a great one for me. Today's one is not for you.
Okay.
Because you're... Guys, I know, like, the radio is... there's only audio. There's no visual. But what people don't know about Colin, my fellow radio host, is that he is cut. He's cut.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beefcake.
I'm here.
This guy lives in the gym. Okay? He lives in the gym.
What can I say? It's a lifestyle.
He lifts his own weight and weights. So this one's not for you today. It's for me.
Okay.
Because Colin, as you know, there are many ectomorphs out there who are just trying to bulk up. Okay, me, I'm a skinny boy.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of mass on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that masculinity.
A lot of people can't wake up.
Right.
Looking like this.
No. You can, but not everyone.
Yeah, and so I want to hear what everyone else should be doing.
This is, this I think will be a game changer for people.
Mm-hmm.
For people like me, protein powder and protein shakes are absolutely necessary after a hard gym sesh. Okay? But before you head to the store, try out this easy and simple life hack. Here we go. You ready?
Life hack.
Having a cup of mayonnaise a day will give you plenty of protein to get big. Forget artificial ingredients and nasty chemicals. Try this delicious, all-natural solution. Just a side condiment hack. Can we do a side condiment
hack? Yeah, condiment hack.
For urinary tract infection, ketchup does the trick.
Really?
Uh-huh. So those are two separate life hacks. But let's go on the first one.
What do you mean by, like, how do you apply
it? I don't know.
Ketchup?
See, it doesn't say, so I would say try it all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Like, eat it. Other options, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were incredible.
Oh, it's, yeah.
You don't usually hear mayonnaise brought up in the conversation about healthiness, health
right.
foods.
Well, mayonnaise has, if you think about it, it's egg.
Mm-hmm.
It has so many really amazing chemicals in it.
It actually also has trace amounts of SPF.
It does, right. So it really is like this, it's a superfood. It has SPF.
Mm-hmm.
Has protein. It has plenty of testosterone. Great for your sexual health.
It's like one of those bowls of acai berries.
It's like
that you get at like a Brooklyn brunch spot.
Right.
They might as well just throw that out.
And just spoon mayonnaise into people's mouths.
Yeah, spoon. Just get a tub of mayonnaise and squeeze it out into someone's lap.
Right.
And that sounds wonderful.
Well, Colin, I hope you enjoyed today's life hack.
This was great. I'm definitely going to use it when I get home.
Well,
here's the problem, though.
Right.
I only use low-fat mayonnaise.
Same? You won't.
No?
So you'd have to have a tub for sandwiches and then a separate tub for bulking up.
Ah.
Right.
That's because when they remove the fat, they also remove most of the
protein. Protein, the testosterone is still there, but... Mm. You don't need it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Colin's already he's a heavy lifter.
What can I say?
Yeah. Wish people could see you. Like the way I see you.
Do we have a song?
We do. All right. Let's continue with some music, folks.
Do you have a theme for this week?
I don't, and I just realized I need to switch aux cables too because this is an aux 2. So let me do that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, who are we listening to?
Today we have some to start off. I think we're a little too energized. Maybe we need to calm down for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
Hey, man, this was the self-help half hour.
Right. And now it's just we're not
the self-help hour. Now we're going into
just
let's bring it down, guys.
Come on, guys.
You guys were dancing around your living rooms. Let's bring it back down.
Bring it back down. Have a moment. Think about stuff. All right. Here we have Edgar Meyer with Sliding Down.
Ooh. Thank you.
for water. Oh, she brought me gasoline.
Hey folks, we're back. That was some Howlin' Wolf.
Howlin' Wolf
with I Asked for Water.
Ooh.
But she gave me gasoline. And before that, we had some Edgar Meyer, accompanied by Mike Marshall and Bella Fleck.
I really like the
slowing down.
I really like you bringing the tone down of this morning.
Yeah, I feel like we had something good going. I just kind of killed the
well,
that's fine.
I just don't believe anyone deserves happiness.
Right.
For more than half an hour at a time. Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
See, guys, what you guys got to understand is this is us throwing a challenge at you. This is us making you confused. We started off, you played some upbeat music, then we had some calm music, and we had some blues. It was kind of angry.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take today and decide what you're going to make of it.
Well,
today.
I think today's advice section question perfectly talks about taking things and dealing with them.
Segway.
Do we have a name for this week's writer?
This week's writer. Where's he or she from?
We only broadcast to Medford.
Medford. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go with Ace.
Ace.
This is Ace.
That's actually really good. Ace is a great name for this guy.
Good.
Hey, guys. Ace writes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. Longtime listener, lifelong Medford resident.
Wow.
And first time writer here.
Wow.
After hearing the other tales of woe, I had to hear your guys' hot take on my life. Thank you, Ace.
Wow, Ace.
I have been known in my time to be a bit messy. I'm not a hoarder. I don't glide through life on a series of pizza boxes and dead cats, but there is always a pile of clothes on my floor and some plates in the sink. I don't mind these. They suit my 100-mile-an-hour millennial lifestyle, but I'm afraid of the implication.
Wow.
You see, my friends have started cleaning up my space when they come around.
Interesting.
I like to tell them it's a system. Mm-hmm. I know my shirts are in the shirt pile.
Right.
Plates will be in the plate pile.
Right.
And, well, it works for me. Obvs, I would clean it up when someone important comes around.
Mm.
And I think they would understand I'm not trying to impress them. So it annoys me to no end when Kev the Goat is in my kitchen cleaning my plates. Beef, Buckskin, Rudy the Sav, all have tried to help with my hygiene, but have just made me feel more aware of a problem I'm not sure I have.
Mm.
I don't really want to change my lifestyle. So what's a good way to tell my boys to back off? Keep up the good fight. Ace.
Wow.
Well, Ace, that is quite a quandary you have there.
Ace? I don't know what to make of Ace. Ace sounds like a cool guy, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like someone I would hang out with.
Yeah.
Really.
We always need to look past what is presented on the thing and remember Absolutely. That all of these things have two sides to them.
Absolutely.
And just kind of like getting the feel for that, hearing what Ace is saying.
Yeah.
I feel maybe he is as bad as his friends are saying.
Mm.
Because if you got someone called Buckskin and Rudy the Sav, who feel it's such a problem that they have to come to your place and clean your space.
Mm.
That's just...
I don't want to make any assumptions about Buckskin and Rudy the Sav, but I don't imagine that they're very neat in their own personal lives.
Mm-hmm. I don't think this is just a wild case of, like, OCD run wild.
I don't think so.
As Ace would have us believe by this writing.
Right.
Also, obviously, OCD is a real disorder, but that's the implication I feel Ace is giving us.
Exactly, yeah.
Those are Ace's
words, not ours.
He's trying to make it seem like his friends are control freaks.
Right.
Like they're getting all up in his space, changing it around from the way he likes it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But it sounds like if your friend feels they need to clean up your space... That's probably
There's
gone a bit far.
There's like organization, and then there's hygiene issues that at least they're making an effort. And I would love to know if they've communicated about this. Has there been discussion about how Ace feels?
I think the cleaning is all the communication one needs.
It's a little passive aggressive, but. That's fine. It's still communication.
Super passive aggressive.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, unless this could be the other thing, which I think would be amazing.
Right.
If you and all your friends made a secret pact to clean someone's apartment and make sure they're aware of it without ever saying anything.
Wow.
Just to mess with them.
Yeah.
And going back, maybe I do see... Buckskin and Rudy the Sav.
Mm.
That sounds exactly like something they would do.
Right. Yeah. That's true. It could be just an elaborate prank.
I will just say, Ace, there's no such thing as a system which consists of a pile.
That's true.
I love how he's just like, it's a system.
It's not a system.
Shirt pile. Plate pile.
Right.
Like, no, a system is...
Yeah.
exists within those categories. You don't have... Like, you can have, like, if you had a drawer of shirts, that would make sense. But if you... I'm thinking... Because, like, a fruit bowl is just a pile now, isn't it?
I wouldn't call it a system.
I just put all my fruit in it. Yeah, that's not a system.
I hate those things because the smaller fruits just... fall to the bottom.
They congeal.
You gotta put your hands on all the apples to get to the lychees, which are at the bottom. You know?
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, and then... Ugh.
Yeah. So, it's not a system. It's not a good system. It's not a system.
I would say, Rudy...
Ace.
Yeah, sorry, Ace.
Rudy.
I'm thinking...
Rudy's...
Ace within the context of Rudy the Sav.
Right.
And Buckskin.
Yep.
I will say, Ace, maybe if your friends are doing it, you should be doing it.
Maybe.
There's one thing I always say, and I think it holds true for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything your friends say without questioning.
Wow. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, folks, that was a question from Ace. Thanks so much for listening in, and thanks to Ace for writing in for being a lifelong listener.
Hey, after that, I just realized something.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6:50.
It's 6:50. Are you
exactly
thinking what 6:50. I'm thinking?
6:50. And, well, I think we debuted on new segment.
Are we riding
the
same cosmic plane here?
I think we're ready for round two.
This is everyone's favorite segment.
Fortune cookie.
It's simple, it's straightforward. Fortune cookie.
We
Let's
like
do
to,
it.
We like to, you know, we mm-hmm. like to get everybody warmed up with some warm yeah. music at the beginning.
Right.
And then slap them back down.
Slap them back down.
Slap
reality,
them back down
this
with
is
some
life,
blues.
Guys.
But it's always important to leave on a healthy note,
right.
a strong
so
note.
Mm.
And just as a fortune cookie leaves you hopeful that you won't lose 5 pounds after eating like some like terrible food that you bought for a dollar.
Right.
So we like to end our segments with a fortune cookie,
yep.
giving you some hope for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
Would yeah. you like to hear this week's fortune cookie?
Yeah, do you have it?
Oh, yeah. It's right here.
It's right here, okay.
It's right here on the table.
It's there on the table. You want to open it up?
Yeah, let me just wrap it.
Yep, we're just... Hold on, folks.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Things may seem much worse than they are.
Oh, my God.
That is terrible.
That sucks.
That's...
Wait.
I mean... Okay, so it's a...
It's assuming that things are not going well, first of all.
Yeah. This is... That's, like, the worst advice to give anybody.
Yeah.
It's not even...
It makes people think about, like, the wrong things.
Yeah, why
for
do
sure.
Why would you not say things are better than they appear to be,
yeah.
rather than
things are...
things yeah. could be less bad
yeah.
than they look.
Right.
Yeah.
Just saying just... Well, that wasn't helpful.
That's
the way it works in the self-help half hour.
That's completely
this is an emotional roller coaster, but we're on this roller coaster together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna end soon, so you gotta get off.
Lewis. Are we yeah.
Ready.
Should we play our going home song?
I think we should.
Should we go home?
Folks, well, it's been a wild ride today. We're so thankful for all of our listeners for writing letters and listing in every week, and we just get so much fan mail. It's just
Beef, Buckskin, Ace,
the Dirty Boys,
Doug the Pug.
Thanks so much,
everyone listening at home. It really means the world to us.
And we thought the world of you, Medford. This has been WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This was the Self Help Half Hour. Thanks, folks. We'll see you next week, bright and early.
Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in